And it is John Gibbons with the Coach Home. And two more managerial sackings over the weekend. That takes us to 11. So over half the teams now in the Premier League have started with the different managers that they have now, which suggests there's not brilliant planning going on at board level of Premier Leagues. But anyway, we start with the news at Leicester City, and we have Pete Selby for fuck's sake, that's always difficult for me to say, podcast to talk about Brendan losing his job. Pete, it's been up and down for him this season. There was times earlier in the season where he looked it might go, and then he's appeared to claw it back for a little bit. But obviously after the weekend, it's been decided that it can't carry on. Do you agree with the decision before we talk about the timing of it?
Yes, I completely agree with the decision. The timing is a completely different question. And just to go back on what you said right at the beginning, planning at board level, yeah, big question mark on that with this decision being made as it has been in the last, 24 hours or so. Should have been made earlier. What is the plan? I think there is no plan. So everything is up in the air at Leicester.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Because quite a few teams have replaced managers very recently. You know, as I mentioned, it's 11 in the Premier League so far, but there seems to be, you know, five or six over the last month to go as people get sort of desperate towards the end to maintain Premier League status. And it was quite clear from a few, you know, Leeds United being one, a couple of others as well, that you think, oh, they must have someone lined up, and they haven't really. And so the idea that, you know, this is part of it, of a greater plan, you know, doesn't seem to be. There's not a great amount of evidence of that when you look around. Other clubs in the Premier League have made similar decisions.
That's true. But when you look at Everton, when you look at Leeds United, at least they did it with time, and they did it around international periods. So they were interested in certain managers. They had a hit list of, say, three or four that you could easily name who were out of work and would have been ready-made replacements to try and change the fortunes, try and change the style of play, which I think is a big thing when you're looking at Leicester. But when you're making a change now, obviously the two clubs who have sat their managers in the last, day or so, you've got a Chelsea side who essentially are mid-table and aren't going to do anything anyway, so they can look towards next season with this, you know, new squad of players, etc. But when it's Leicester, you're looking at trying to stay in the Premier League.